Republicans needed three Democrats to vote with them to throw out the veto. Democrats worked all day to make sure the majority didn't have those three votes. Just when the Democrats had nailed down enough votes to sustain their governor's first veto, the Republicans adjourned.
Is there an objection to that request?
I object. I mean, it's pretty clear what's going on here. The Democrats have the votes to sustain the veto.
Okay.
And what's going on now is Republicans want to take a little time out, put a little more pressure on the Democrats.
Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach on the floor and then afterward.
As I said from the beginning, this is a power grab on their part to go after the governor. They're not going to get the votes that they need to override the veto, so they basically took their gavel and they ran home.
But Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says that's not true. She says Republicans need more information from the administration on the compacts before they can vote.
This is probably the most important vote we will take in this legislative session, budget aside, and we have a lot of important issues to take up. So I would ask the governor to work with us to answer the unanswered questions so that we can take a well-informed vote on these compacts.
The governor's office says the administration has been forthcoming with information on the gaming compacts. Doyle Press Secretary Dan Leistikow says the governor wants to get back to the business of hammering out a budget.
We need to get past politics as usual, and you've seen a lot of partisanship in the last week, a lot of obstructionism.
Two Democratic senators, Chuck Quilla and Gary George, are expected to vote with the Republicans to override the governor's veto. Three more Democrats were reportedly on the fence, two of them because of allegiance to the Tavern League. But Democratic Senate leadership believes they will have the votes to sustain the governor's veto. It's not yet known just when they'll have the chance to cast those votes. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.